Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush. And a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush."
"Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too," by Shel Silverstein. "Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too," went for a ride in a flying shoe. "Hooray, what fun, it's time we flew," said Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Ickle was captain and Pickle was crew, and Tickle served coffee and mulligan stew. As higher and higher and higher they flew, Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too.
Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. Tears ran down her cheeks and she took hold of the axe and tried to pull it out of her father's hand.
"Fern," said Mr. Arable, "I know more about raising a litter of pigs than you do. A weakling makes trouble. Now run along."
"But it's unfair," cried Fern. "The pig couldn't help being born small, could it? If I had been very small at birth, would you have killed me?"
Mr. Arable smiled.
"Certainly not," he said, looking down at his daughter with love.
"But this is different. A little girl is one thing, a little runty pig is another."
"I see no difference," replied Fern, still hanging on to the axe. "This is the most terrible case of injustice I ever heard of."
A queer look came over John Arable's face. He seemed almost ready to cry himself.
"All right," he said. "You go back to the house and I will bring the runt when I come in. I'll let you start it on a bottle like a baby. Then you'll see what trouble a pig can be."
Andrew Randall.